With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Reader reaction to a recent Seattle Times op-ed, "Wonder Where Your Food Comes From? Ask a Washington Farmer," certainly justifies the reason for the piece in the first place. Pam Lewison, Moses Lake farmer and ag director at the Washington Policy Center, wrote the op-ed and says many of the comments were filled with commonly used myths about farming.
So when you couple these kinds of untruths and they kind of start stacking up together, I think there's this sort of misconception about what farming in Washington looks like and what it means and how food producers operate.
Lewison says there are some you just can't reason with.
I think that there are always going to be people who decide because of where I work or because of how I look or sound or what have you, that I am not a person that's credible. And at the end of the day, I'm not trying to reach those people, to be honest. I'm trying to get the people in the middle.
But Lewison says not all the reaction was negative.
What you don't see in those comments are the people who sent me an email and said, "I really want to thank you for the op-ed that you wrote in the Seattle Times. I had no idea that farming was such a struggle and that it was so hard. And I really appreciate you trying to shed light on that."
Bottom line, Lewison says 80% of Washington State's farms are owned and operated by good, hardworking families who are by no means rich or privileged. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.